And I know that you're praying for Brother Tim as he is there. By the way, Brother Tim used to be my pastor at First Baptist Church in Bryan. We moved our membership there in the year 2000, which is a long time ago, when Tim was still pastor there, and it was a delight to get to know him better. Well, how many of you have ever been in a wedding? I was thinking most of you had been. Weddings are not always the same, are they? Sometimes they're a little bit different. I want us to look at a wedding in the Scripture this morning, and we'll find that there are some differences in that wedding compared to the weddings that you and I have been in past years. I've officiated at several hundred weddings. Most of them were very much alike, but every once in a while, because something unexpected occurred, some of them were a little different at times. But if you'll turn to Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 1, Jesus says, "At that time the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish one took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, 'Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out.' 'No,' they replied, 'there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves.' But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later the others also came. 'Sir, sir,' they said, 'open the door for us.' But he replied, 'Tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day nor the hour.'" Wedding customs do differ. Not so much in our day and time, probably, except in different denominations they do a little bit. But when you go back to the time and the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, weddings were very, very different. The custom of the ancient Jewish wedding had an engagement, like we have engagements, but they were very different because the engagement was not made when a half-frightened young man asked a young woman to marry him. Parents made the engagement while boys and girls were still little children. They engaged them to be married later in life after they grew up. That oftentimes happened back in that day and time. And then there was what they called a betrothal. That is when the couple began to approach marriageable age, they had the betrothal, and there was a special sort of party for them. And they gathered together. And that simply was a time when there was feasting and a ceremony of sorts, but not a wedding, and a binding together of the couple. And the betrothal meant that if either one of them died, the other was left a widow or a widower, even though they had not yet had a marriage ceremony. That was a little different. And then about 1 year after the betrothal, they had the wedding. And they had the wedding, and oftentimes the groomsmen live far away. That still happens sometimes in our day and time, doesn't it? We don't always find couples that live in the same community? Well, in this parable that Jesus told, the bridegroom did live far away, and he knew the date of the wedding, but he had a long ways to travel. And because of that, they didn't exactly know when he was going to arrive for the wedding. No telephones in that day, you remember. No email, nothing like that. And so they just expected him, you know, sometime. And so we have the bridegroom coming, but nobody knowing exactly when he was going to arrive. By the way, it was not the bride, it was the bridegroom in those days who was the supremely honored guest and came ahead of the bride. That is a lot different today, isn't it? Well, so there was the experience of waiting. Waiting. Do you like to wait? In the doctor's office? Or for the preacher to get through? Do you like to wait? Maybe in the grocery line? Well, we all do a lot of waiting, don't we? Even as children. I can remember waiting to start the school. My birthday's early in September, and they wouldn't let me start the school. When I was 6, I had to wait until I was 7 to start the school. There was an advantage in that, I think, probably, but nonetheless, I had to wait. I had to wait.